Blog Talk Radio.
This is Scaling Up to Eight Figures podcast, episode number 47. Welcome to Scaling Up to Eight Figures. I'm your host, Victoria. Building eight-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equip entrepreneurs with business-building skills to scale towards an eight-figure business or more. Each week, join me for proven strategies on positioning your brand, marketing, leadership, systems, processes, networking, and funding your business. Now let's get started. So today we're going to talk about five steps to building a million-dollar business. Now these steps are accelerated, and a lot of times you can actually do this in under a year. Now I want to start with a little bit of a background where nowadays you hear about billion-dollar companies, and it may sound very easy to build a million-dollar company. But the truth be told, a lot of companies are less than $50,000 a year. So those are like lifestyle boutique companies. Basically, they just kind of replace your income. But most companies do not have any employees. If they do, they have one or two. And the owner is constantly working in the business. So a lot of people, they start to come to an understanding that or thinking that building a million-dollar company now is simple. But if only 3% of the companies are bringing in revenue of over $3 million, that means that they're not as easy as they sound. So I'm going to ask to give you five steps. Number one is finding a growing market. This is really, really important. And I believe that a lot of people go into business on what they think someone wants and not what they really want. So the easiest way, one of the easiest ways to build a million-dollar company in a short time is to find a growing trend and ride it to the top. Apps, creating and building an app is a way to actually grow a business very quickly. But you definitely want to track a market that you think you want to enter, look at what other competition is doing and how they are making their money, and then fast track and create your own market, something similar to this, and this will help with the massive growth of growing your business. So you want to not create the will, but you want to make sure that you're doing something that is going to be different than what everyone else is doing. And I really emphasize that. Jumping on the bandwagon what everyone else is doing in the market is not going to create a billion-dollar or a million-dollar business, like not a billion-dollar business. But you want to make sure it's your own and that you've studied your competition in that market enough to know what you're going to bring that differentiates you from your competition. That is what makes you the best in class in your market. So not just being different, but extremely different is going to scale your business towards that $1 million. You want to think how you're going to make money in it, how you're going to monetize it. That is one of the areas that a lot of people, strange enough, they don't think about. But a lot of startups start without any obvious strategies for making money. From what I understand, Twitter is one example of this phenomenon. They were, inspirational in thinking from the beginning how they were going to make money. In the beginning, they may have, and a lot of times there's a company that starts out one way and ends up doing something else because they realize that they cannot make the money the first year the way they thought. Most profitable companies operate from one to two models. Either they sell a lot of inexpensive products to a lot of people, or they sell a few big ticket items to a more listed and limited buyer list. Neither model is something that you can say works or doesn't work. It depends on your product and your service. But you want to make sure from the very beginning that you save time preventing yourself from trying to implement something that can't make money. So next week in episode number 48, I'm going to go into some great detail on the best business models and go over each example of one, what the business model is and why they work. And I'll get into that a little bit more towards the end of this podcast. But you definitely want to make sure that you have a way of making money. So you need to know that in the beginning so you can prevent time. And that is the second thing you want to do. The next thing, like I talked about and alluded to in the first one, is be the best. You want to make sure that there are plenty of mediocre products out there, and they're really not that great. And the odds of making $1 million or more during any year is very, very, very hard to do, period. But when you have a mediocre program or service or product, it's even less that that's going to happen. So you want to make sure that you bring something and you hit it big and you can bring in big potential profits when you have something that creates a buzz and generates best with your customers. You actually want to be what we call best in breed. You want to have the best in breed product or the best in breed service. So you want to look to your current customers and you want to look at what they are talking about. And if you don't have any existing customers, then you want to try your best to look at reviews and what is really standing out with your competition and make sure that your personality in it. And I always say an entrepreneur is a person that solves problems. That is what an entrepreneur is. A person that goes to a career, goes to a job, has a career, is someone that is working, and that person is telling them how they're going to solve the problem. But when you're an actual entrepreneur, your goal, our goal, is to solve the problems of other people. That is the purpose. You find the problem, you solve it, and you do that with the best-in-class intentions, and that will scale, help to scale your business towards $1 million. The next thing I really like to emphasize is hiring all stars. You definitely need to have the best of the best. Hitting $1 million in revenue is no small feat. And you certainly are going to do this if you have a team of underperformers. So you want to make sure that you don't just look for the cheapest and easiest, and you will pay for it. I've done that. In my first business, I had a boutique, and I got underperformers, and it showed in their sales and their attitude, cost me a lot more than I realized. So I, from then on, when I've been in the position to build $1 million business or more, the number one thing I made sure was that I set a high budget for hiring all stars, and that's the fastest way. And if you want to know what that looks like, make sure that you get referrals, and you want to pay particular attention to who you hire for your sales. Now, if you have a great product or service, once you get the start generating the buzz, you're going to have people coming to you, and they're going to want to work for you, and that's a great position to be in. And the last thing is I want to say consume data. Make sure that you know your matrix. You want to make sure that you're absolutely militant about gathering data and acting on it. One of the worst things you can do is have a lot of data and not know if you're moving forward or backward. And a lot of people, business owners, for whatever reason, they don't want to know what they're doing. I think it's like the, you know, sticking their head in the sand. They want to assume, but they don't want to know for sure. You want to know for sure what your numbers look like. So when you're building that $1 million business, you want to compare your matrix from day to day to day. You want to do a daily comparison of where you were and where you are. Look at your best weeks. What were you doing differently? Why did the numbers change? Write that down and look at your trend. If you're going the wrong direction, it doesn't take long to pivot when you understand that. And so many people stay in that wrong direction. And I always say, no matter what you're doing, if your roadmap is carrying you the opposite direction of where you need to go, you can go fast, you can go hard, you can do all those things, but you're never going to get there because you're going in the wrong direction. What's so great about your analytics and all your information, and when you actually utilize it, it lets you know quickly that there's nowhere you're going to make money with the business model you currently have or with the team you have or with the product you're doing. Whatever it is, it lets you know that information quickly. That's the great thing about being able to keep up with the information and utilizing it for the best. So when we look at the five items, one is as necessary as the other. You need the teamwork. Of course, we need the funding and the other things, but these are the areas that stand out. These steps stand out to really scale your business quickly to $1 million company. And so I definitely feel that trying to succeed over the 3% to scale a business towards a million-dollar company is very important. It allows you to do more with your workers, with your company, changing lives, growing, scaling, and making differences. So having a purpose with it and not just having a million-dollar company, but having a purpose behind it makes a difference as well. And, of course, we definitely need to have that mindset in place. So these are the 5 steps to building a million-dollar company. It has helped me build 2 million-dollar companies, and I am very privileged to be able to do that. So I hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. Please join me next week for episode number 48, where we will discuss the best business model, like we mentioned in the 5 steps. If you have the wrong business model, you want to pivot as soon as possible. I'm going to go into great detail on how to pivot, what each business model looks like, the ones that have been the most successful, and when you need to, what are the ways that you know how to pivot very quickly. We love social media, so please visit us on social media, Facebook, 8-Figure Business Coach, Instagram at 8-Figure Business, LinkedIn, 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter, in the comments section with this episode, or download the episode and subscribe to our podcast. Very, very, very excited about next week. Enjoy this week. And until next week, much success.